Ladies and gentlemen, the dulcet tones of Gerald Dulter.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, man? Welcome to the program. You're representing Moonlight Musicals today.
Loving Moonlight Musicals. You know what, Tom? It's great to hear your voice. Your voice to me is like drinking a good cup of coffee in the morning. You dulcet tones. Boy, you got the prize on that one.
Oh, well, thanks, man. I
don't encourage him.
Yeah, don't. That's what a lot
he
of people say.
He already loves the
they
sound
say,
of his own voice.
Don't encourage the boy.
Don't encourage him. Hey, can I encourage people to go see A Little Shop of Horrors this weekend?
Yes.
Please do.
If you want to see a plant eat a bunch of people, I saw the show last weekend. My humble opinion, and I don't have anything to do with the show other than I put my name on it, but all the people that we've hired to take care of this project are doing a fantastic job, and it's a wonderful show. It's the best dinner theater I think that we've done so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The people in it, there are two leading characters in it, Frank Rendon and Stephanie Long. Stephanie, I know, has sung a lot of clubs around town.
Uh-huh.
What a find this young lady is. She's really incredible. And Frank went through our program at Texas Tech, so I know very well what he can do.
Now,
two of
Stephanie's
them together are great.
The sister of Lindsay Boring.
I didn't know that.
I believe they're sisters.
I didn't
yeah.
know that.
She was actually my daughter Maddie's voice teacher for a while. Mm. Stephanie was.
So singer as well.
Mm-hmm.
See, anybody that's a singer, I've got to know about them. I've got to know about them, and so I can see what we can do with getting them on stage.
And I have to brag just for a second. This doesn't have anything to do with Love at Moonlight Musicals, but it does about the Tech Music Department.
Yes.
Clemmy.
Yes. Yeah, Clemmy Meyer.
Yeah.
We've known Clemmy since she was just a little thing, mm-hmm. little tot. And she's done great work. I know that she's worked voice lessons with Jack Gillis in the past. And right now she's working with Rebecca Wasco mm-hmm. over at the School of Music. And she's sticking around. She's going to be going to Tech next year. That's a great thing.
Remember when we had
Clemmy on
the show and she sang for us?
3 weeks ago, yeah. No.
She's won these prizes and everything mm-hmm. in Dallas. She's a future star.
She is. She's very talented.
Actually,
we're blessed to have her stay.
I wasn't here. I was out of town. That was Friday. I was out of town.
Oh,
but
really?
I heard her.
Mm-hmm.
I heard her saying, okay, now she had a choice between Texas Tech and where was she else considering?
She was looking at several other places.
Several other
she
places.
Was, she was
yeah.
looking at one place. It was like some school of Ehala music or something.
Yeah.
You know, like people are like, oh my God, you know, and they were thinking that she wouldn't stay here because, well, why would she stay here? But the thing is, people don't get it. Hello, Texas Tech School of Music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's, we have a great voice faculty right now. Three of them are brand new. We've recruited them in the last 3 to 4 years. And the recruiting class we're going to, I hardly ever talk about that on the radio.
I know. I just thought we'd do a little
But
side
the recruiting
note.
Class we've brought in is amazing, and Moonlight Musicals will benefit from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Now let's go back to Moonlight Musicals. This is going to be at the Ice House Theater over there, at the, you know, behind the Underwood Center.
Right. It's the White House.
Yeah.
It's white.
When are the show times and what are the prices and all?
The shows are Friday and Saturday night. And the prices, and we're serving a fish alternative tonight.
Oh, really?
Friday night, yes,
oh,
we are. You
good.
Can get fish. You have to let us know in advance, but it's not too late to let us know. The show begins at 7:30. The doors open at 6:30, and dinner will be ready to go about 7. And there is a bar for those that want. It's a cash bar.
Okay.
That.
Hey,
people sit at tables. You get a great show in front of you. If you don't want to have dinner, I can't imagine why you wouldn't. But if you don't want to have dinner, you can just buy a ticket to see the show.
Yeah, it's like $20 or something like
that.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's a good show.
Great entertainment.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, nice. It's kind of a small, intimate kind of a theater because mm-hmm. it's literally in
an old ice house. Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Really
literally, yeah.
Tongue in cheek, yet the dulcet tones of Tom Collins. Well, no, it's a wonderful place to come. You can bring your whole family. We've cleaned up the language in the show as well.
Well, good for you.
Some people were asking about that.
Yes.
It's a family show.
It's a family show. It's, you know, the if you want to see the plant when it talks has a deep, dark bass voice. It's not me. We should have gotten you to do it, Tom.
I don't know.
We weren't thinking on that.
There's
one.
A reliability issue there.
And then, of course, we got the summer coming up. That'll be upon us here before we know it.
Yes, people have been asking about the schedule. What have you got on?
In June, we're doing Oliver. Yvonne Rotsky from Ballet Lubbock is the artistic leadership on that. She's directing and choreographing. Nathan Madsen, assistant conductor of the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, is going to be leading the Moonlight Orchestra from the pit. And then we're doing South Pacific in July. And in August, we're doing the musical Titanic. They wrote a musical about the Titanic going down, and it's a big, huge monster.
Did they sing the music? It was sad, so sad.
Yeah.
You know, the thing. What are the lyrics? We used to sing that when we were kids. It was sad when the great ship went down to the bottom.
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Little children lost their lives. It was sad.
No, we don't do anything like that.
You've never heard that song?
I have never heard that horrible song.
Where did you grow up?
This musical was written just not too long ago.
I had a happy childhood.
It was right around the year 2000 that the musical was written. And it's not...
She's accusing me of an unhappy childhood. Wow.
Singing songs like that. Good grief.
Well, then all the more reason for you to get on stage, Tom.
Well, haven't you ever heard the happy birthday song? My parents used to call their friends and sing that. Happy birthday.
That one.
Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Sin and sorrow in the air. People dying everywhere. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You've sung before, haven't you?
A few times.
Do you
hear that natural vibrato coming into his voice? Yeah, I'm a voice teacher.
It's all that hot whiskey. Not really. I'm not a drinker.
He doesn't even touch whiskey.
No, I don't touch beer.
People have been really interested in the Titanic, the musical thing.
Yes. It's written by Maury.
Everybody's seen the movie.
Yeah, everybody's seen the movie. It's not quite like the movie. It's the second half of it. The first half of it deals with meeting all of the families, and they are actual historical characters that were on the ship. Meeting all the families, their situations, so on, their love interests, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. The second half of the ship, the iceberg hits right at the very beginning of the second act, and that's when the ship starts to go down. Now, we're not going to have a ship that goes down. We can't do that. But we can, because we have a movie screen out there now, we can do a lot of projections of the renderings of what it looked like, what people say it looked like when it went down. We're going to be able to do a lot of that. The music is huge. It's just a huge, huge show, and it's very moving music, too. So we're looking forward to it. It's probably the biggest musical that we've done in the amphitheater to date.
Well, I'm looking forward to Oliver because I'm in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got two little boys that are in that are great. Now
is this the little kid that was in the kid that was in
Gavroche? Yeah, in Les Mis.
Les Mis, yeah.
Yes.
The kid was good.
Yeah, and he's doing Oliver. He's another one. You know, Clemmie Meyer and him, they're like right out of the same mold almost in that they're the talent that's been homegrown here. I noticed it as soon as I got here. I've been in Lubbock now 20 years. As soon as I got here, I thought, what's in the water around here? Makes the performers, the level of talent we have in this town is immense.
Homegrown.
A little dust.
Yeah. Homegrown.
And then the Artful Dodger, now he won the position, and I cast him. But it's Yvonne Rotz's son, Jet, who is doing the Artful Dodger. He won that position. He was great. And so
wonderful.
And the two of them together working on – I've already seen them work together. They're already friends, and it's going to be a good show. That's awesome. All I can say about that.
When do rehearsals start?
Real soon. Sooner than we think, probably around the 10th, 15th of May. Actually, I think Yvonne is already working with some of the boys right away because a lot of those boys are with her in the ballet company out there.
Well, we're excited at our house. Our little granddaughter is making her acting debut. She's going to be one of the orphans.
Oh, that's great.
So we're excited.
Typecasting.
It's a good thing. You know, in the summertime, it's good. We've found that the best time to let those kids work, give them an activity in the summertime and put them out there right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just gearing down school in May, and then right when school is done, they're looking for something to do. And, you know, a lot of the sports activities, some of them will be getting started up a little bit later, but, you know,
theater is so good because it teaches kids that they can get up in front of people. And they gain that confidence that they're not going to die if they stand up in front of people.
It's okay.
That's right.
Hey, Gerald, thanks for being with us.
Yes, sir.
Little Shop of Horrors, you can go to the Moonlight Musicals website. Just Google it up, and you can get all the information you need. If you want fish on the menu tonight or this, you know, tonight, what you need to do is call and let them know early. Phone number's on the website, moonlightmusicals.com.